Hi, the person you've reached is using a screening service from Google and will get a recording and transcript of this call. Go ahead and say your name and why you're calling.
Good evening, my name is Chris from Opinion Research and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion.
Thanks. Connecting you now.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. This is about laws regarding firearm security and storage. First, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is.
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would support it.
Thank you very much. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a locked safe?
That sounds reasonable to me, sure.
Between support and oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about a locked container or case?
That doesn't, you mean as distinct from the first two choices that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes,
that would be okay.
Between support and oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And what about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I'd support that.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
No.
And would that be support or oppose?
Oppose.
What about a combination lock?
Oppose.
What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be, should not also be required to be unloaded?
I would oppose that.
Between should and should not?
Should not be required to be unloaded.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
No, it is not secure.
Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I would support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a state law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that the law enforcement cannot use the storage, the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I would support that clause.
Thank you. Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, would you support or oppose a state law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Okay, I'm walking through double negatives. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, of course. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, prosecutors have a discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I would support such a law.
Thank you. The next one is, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I would support that.
Thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, it concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.